But I do want us all to remember to live. I do want us all to learn to show up in life. I do want us all to have these beautiful, amazing lived experiences. So when we get to the end of this ride, we can look back and say that we lived every last drop of life that was given to us. Hi, I'm Corinne Canty, former corporate exec who walked away from the fancy title and salary to take care of my aging mom, make work better for everyone, and help you remember to live. And not just to live, but live well. Because isn't that the point? So join me each week as we reimagine, redesign, and show up to the lives we really want. It's time to do life better. So get cozy, grab your favorite warm drink, and let's dig in. Hello, my friends. Welcome back to the Remember to Live podcast. It's me, Corinne. Of course, I have my almond milk matcha in my self-love cup today. It's 30 degrees here in Atlanta when I woke up this morning, so I wanted my comfy warm drink and a little bit of extra self-love. And it's episode 13. I'm going to call it Lucky Episode 13. Today, I want to do some reflection. I have learned so much from these first 12 episodes, and the timing couldn't be more impeccable because that's how life works, right? This week that I've spent really diving into writing after the writing retreat I told you about last week has really opened me up and made me want to go on this deeper journey. More about that in a bit. But first, I thought it would be great to really just take a moment and reflect on what I've learned from these first 12 episodes, from the amazing conversations that I've had, from the conversations off the podcast that I've had from people who've listened, from the things that I've explored within myself, and from showing up consistently. It's been an amazing experience, and I can't wait to create even more amazing experiences. But for now, let's get into some learnings and some reflections. Some of the top things that I've really observed and learned from all of these conversations and from what they've inspired is that people are craving more life. In the episodes that really dive into how other people are showing up to their life, how they're taking leaps, are really inspiring people to pause and take a look at their own life and reflect on how they really want to live it. And that was the whole point of starting this podcast and starting this movement of remembering to live, because we all get a life, right? But not all of us show up to it. Not all of us recognize the living while it's happening. And too many of us end up with end-of-life regrets and all of these dreams and desires that we're waiting for one day or someday. But life doesn't wait for one day or someday. It's gotten me thinking a lot more about what is a life? What does it mean to live a life? And what does it mean to live a life well? And recognizing that's different for all of us. More on that in a moment. I am even more in awe of the power and the resilience of women. Listening to the stories of resilience and growth and triumph and loss and reimagining of lives of the women that I've talked to in this first season has been inspiring. I'm in awe, and I just am always going to celebrate and root for women. But I do want us all to remember to live. I do want us all to learn to show up in life. I do want us all to have these beautiful, amazing, lived experiences. So when we get to the end of this ride, we can look back can say that we lived every last drop of life that was given to us. I've also learned that so many of us feel stuck. Part of this process is helping me get unstuck in my own life as I go through this change of seasons, as I learn what it means to be an entrepreneur after decades of being in corporate, as I learn what it means to be a caretaker of my mother after spending my whole life as a mother. I'm using this podcast as a tool to get unstuck myself and to learn from others and to help teach each other and to be inspired by each other. But so many conversations I've had that have been inspired by these episodes are of people feeling it, feeling the desire for more, feeling like there's things they want to change in their life, but feeling kind of stuck and trapped in the life that they've created. So I want to help us all get unstuck together. But I also know change is hard. Any kind of change is hard. As humans, we are very adaptable, but it doesn't make change any less hard. Especially when we're trying to change habits and mindset that have been built up and reinforced for decades. It's going to take time, but there are things that we can do right now in this moment to take steps towards reimagining, redesigning, and recreating our lives. And I think one of the biggest takeaways that I've had from starting this podcast, putting myself more out there in the world, building a community, is how much we need community, how much we need a support system, how much we need other people to lean on, other people to inspire us, how much we need mirrors, and how we can act as mirrors for each other. We aren't meant to do this thing alone. We are a communal species. So I want to do more to bring us together, do more to help us find our tribes, do more to give us all the tools and the support that we can to live the best lives possible. And what life is teaching me right now, even beyond these observations and these little nuggets from this experience podcasting, life right now is teaching me that I want more. And more in a different sense than I thought. More in a different sense than I thought as I stepped out onto this journey of starting these businesses, of making the impact I want to make in the world. I want a deeper understanding of the collective. I want a deeper understanding of what it really means for me to live my life, but what it means for all of us. Like, what is a life? We talk about it a lot, right? We all have one, but what does it mean to really live a life, to show up to it, to be present to it, to be present for each other, to be intentional, to be conscious of the impact that we're making, not only on our lives, on other people's lives, but our families, our communities, our environment, our world. I want to go deeper. I don't want to stay at the surface anymore. I want to really explore and connect and understand. I want to understand what this means for people who are completely different from me, from people who have completely different lived experiences. I want to learn new perspectives. I want to take it all in while I'm here. And I want to help you do the same. And while what it means to live a good life is going to have a different answer for each and every one of us, there are tools that can help us unlock the truth of those answers for ourselves. And there are tools to help us create and design the lives that we really want. And those are the tools I want to share with you, build with you, and create new lives together. I'm just feeling very called to do things differently. I'm feeling very called to show up even more. I'm feeling very called to lean in to this movement, because what else is more important than living our life? What project is bigger and matters more than designing our own lives? What impact can we make that's bigger than the impact we make with how we live our lives? I have so many thoughts and ideas and things I want to do to bring this community together. So in honor of the amazing conversations, of the feedback that I've received from so many of you, and how you want more, how you're feeling stuck, how you want to continue to be inspired, how you want to find ways to connect, we're going to take a little break from the podcast so I can set an even stronger foundation as we lean into remembering what matters most in life, of exploring what matters most in life, of uncovering and understanding what matters most to us, and showing up while we still can. Biggest lesson I've received this year from my mother is that there is a such thing as too late. And while I wish I could rewind the clock, take her back in her life, and give her the opportunity to do all the things she wanted to do and never did, I can't. But I can show up to mine, and I can help you show up to yours, for all the people who didn't get the chance to, and for the lives that we deserve. So as we move forward and explore what it means to live a life and live a life well, we are also going to dig deeper into what it means to be human in this world of excessive consumerism, of evolving technologies and distractions and speed that can make us forget that we're human and make us forget what it feels like to be alive in this moment. We're going to remember how to be present. I'm so excited to grow and evolve with you. So here's a few other things that are coming up. New guests and guest experts that will help us really dive into all of the things that make up a life and make up good living and help us live well. We're going to spend time on understanding what it means to live while making a living. Because if we're not living while making a living, what is the point? I'll soon be launching a new newsletter and community so we can show up together and experience this journey together. Also be on the lookout for new in-person experiences. Because as humans, we need to connect. So I want to create experiences where we can get together in real life, away from screens, have real conversations, real connection, real understanding, and learn something, get some new perspectives, have a little bit of fun in real life. And of course, new programs to help you design, create, and show up to the life that you really want. Also, if you watch the video version of this podcast, you will see that my office, my studio, is going to undergo a transformation as I'm going through my own life transformation. I just feel the need for a new vibe, and I'll be building out a new studio in my home. And if you want to follow along on that journey, go ahead and follow me on IG at Corinne Creates. It's in the show notes, because I will be sharing more of the behind the scenes of building this movement, building these businesses, building this life with you. And so if you want to be one of the first people to know when all of these new amazing things are launching, get on the email list. There's a link in the show notes, and you will also receive my free 30-day Fill Your Cup First Challenge so that you can wake up every day, have a little reminder to fill your cup first before pouring into the rest of the world. And you'll have a little bit of encouragement to remember to live while we're taking a little break. So check out the show notes for all of the information. Thank you so, so, so much for being on the journey with me this far. I can't wait to see where we grow together. I can't wait to bring all of these new and amazing things to you. So stay connected. We'll talk soon. And as always, remember to live. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you learned something, laughed a little, and were inspired to remember to live. Share that nugget and this podcast with a friend to inspire them too. And don't forget to like and subscribe so we can all help each other life better.